Growing up in the 50s and 60s, I remember that religious identity was very important to many of my friends and stressed by their parents. One of the blessings of growing up in the religiously diverse neighborhoods of Brooklyn, New York, was joining my friends and their families while celebrating religious festivals and holidays. There was an energy in these gatherings that seemed to transcend the diverse doctrines of the various religions, an energy predicated on the feelings of family, oneness, joy, and love. Today, many are seeking that same energy and often outside of the religions of their birth. According to the Pew Research Center, approximately 37% of Americans identify themselves as spiritual, but not religious. This sentiment seems to be prevalent amongst millennials. Is there a way for each of us to pursue this energy of spirit in our daily lives and find meaning and happiness? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, D. Patrick Miller, has developed a concise approach based on what he calls the spirituality of ordinary life. D. Patrick Miller is the author of dozens of books, two published by Penguin Random House, two by Hampton Roads Publishing, and the rest under the Fearless Books imprint. First trained as an investigative journalist, he began writing about spirituality, human potential, and creativity after a seven-year illness initiated his spiritual path. Since that time, he's intensely studied A Course in Miracles, the Enneagram System of Personality, Jungian Depth Psychology, Shamanism, and related fields of contemporary spirituality. As a magazine and online journalist, Patrick has written more than 100 articles for Yoga Journal, The Sun, The Elephant Journal Online, and many other media. His websites include dpatrickmiller.com and fearlessbooks.com, and he joins me this week to discuss his seminal work, How to Be Spiritual Without Being Religious.